From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Ariana Prothero. Our intrepid reporter, Terrence Cantarella, is navigating Miami via the canals that crisscross South Florida. He's doing this by canoe, and we will be following him in real time during his adventure as he brings us a seldom-seen perspective of the city. Terrence launches on Monday, and he came into the studio to talk to us. You actually came to us with this idea, and I'm curious, what exactly were you thinking?
I guess a few years ago, I became interested in the canals because nobody seemed to know the names of the canals, where they lead, what their purpose is. And I started doing some research because I had the idea of doing a multi-day excursion into the canals. And I actually discovered that somebody had done it once before, New Times writer Sean Rowe, back in 1991. But recently, I discovered that Sean died. So I thought it was time for somebody else to take the baton and do it also.
What do you hope to learn from this?
Mostly, I just hope not to get shot for trespassing.
That's a good goal.
Other than that, just to see Miami from an angle that most people haven't seen it from. I guess like most people, I crave adventure, but I don't have the time or the money to shoot off to the Amazon or Antarctica or anything like that. So you do the best with what you've got. And I've got the Miami-Dade Canal System.
Describe to me how you're going to make this journey, what you're going to be doing, where you're going to be starting.
Mm-hmm. I'll be launching the trip from 79th Street and Biscayne Bay, heading across the Little River, which turns into the Little River Canal, turning south into the Miami Canal, which runs along Okeechobee Road, looping around the airport through Blue Lagoon into the Coral Gables Canal, and finally back out to the bay in Coral Gables about 4 days later. The trip could probably be done faster, but the point is not to get from point A to point B. It's to actually take a little tour of the canals, maybe stop off for a beer here and there, and just visit the different neighborhoods and hopefully meet some people along the canals.
And what are you going to be doing at night?
At night, I'll be sleeping with one eye open under a bridge somewhere.
We put out a call out actually to our listeners to see if they had any helpful advice for you. And I'm going to read some of those pointers from our website, WLRNunderthesun.org. Maria de Los Angeles says that there's some great peacock bass fishing in some of those canals and the attached lakes. Although Christina Morihone, who commented through the Public Insight Network, does not believe there is such good fishing to be had. She says, quote, wouldn't even stick a toe in that nasty water. Do you know how many bodies there are down there? Ew. So does this kind of stuff worry you at all?
I think that's what makes the canals interesting. It's the dark, murky waterways that nobody thinks about unless they make the news because somebody drove their car into one or the police pulled a dead body out of one.
So where some people are drawn to water in South Florida because they're not from here and they love that Caribbean blue color, mm-hmm. Somebody who grew up in Miami, you're actually more interested in the murky, can't see through it.
Exactly.
Water.
What lies beneath is the big question.
I have a couple other pieces of advice for you. Kevin Mims, who commented on Twitter, says you need bug spray, lots of it. And this comes from Miami Bike Scene, again, also on Twitter. If you decide to sleep under the bridge, first make sure nobody else is home. Helpful advice, right?
Very helpful, yeah. And most people just mention the alligators. That could be a problem, but part of my research was to watch lots of YouTube alligator wrestling videos beforehand. So I think I have the technique down pretty well.
What is that technique?
So that should be fine.
What is that technique?
Just hold the mouth closed. That's it.
And I've been speaking with Terrence Cantarella. Again, he's going to embark on a 4-day journey down Miami's canals starting on Monday. We'll be following his adventure on air. And you can, too, by visiting WLRNunderthesun.org or on Twitter with the hashtag Canoe Project. This is WLRN Miami Herald News.